Next, we're going to meet a man named Jack Weil, born 2 years before the Wright brothers' first successful flight. He went to Denver when the main drag there was still gravel. Even though he's now 106 years old, he still works every day at Rockmount Ranchware. That's the westernware company that he founded back in 1946. Nancy Greenlace of member station KUNC has his story.
The man believed to be the country's oldest CEO stands on a busy street corner in Denver. He's tiny, decked out in a blue Rockmount shirt, bolo tie, and a white hat. The city is temporarily renaming a street in his honor. It's an annual birthday tradition that started when Jack Weil turned 100. Dozens watch as Weil yanks a string to undrape the sign saying Jack Weil Boulevard.
I can't believe it. A country boy from Indiana. I appreciate all of you all coming, and I hope that you'll come back next year. And maybe sooner, you're right down the street.
The consummate salesman doesn't miss a chance to lasso them into Rockmount's store. It's in a historic brick building with a tin ceiling and plenty of dead animal heads on the walls. Here, Weil is in the saddle, that is, sitting behind a hulking wooden desk as women fawn over him like a Western Hugh Hefner.
You with all the women, as always.
Customer Kitty Comstock takes a photo.
I always give him a kiss, and he says, where were these young women when I was younger?
His late wife, Beatrice, used to say that his mistress was the company. Weil worked 10-hour days until his 90s, peddling the shirts that were inspired by early Western movies. He realized that even city slickers wanted to look the part.
Everybody loved a cowboy. Every guy wanted to be a cowboy.
But Weil's classic slim-fitting shirts also have real cowboys in mind. He introduced shirts with snaps instead of buttons that allow a cowboy to break free if caught by a steer's horns. Weil also asked the legendary Stetson Hat Company to widen its hat brims.
So we could turn them under and put a wire in there and shape them. And the reason for that was so four could ride across in a pickup.
His Western wear has traveled from the rodeo to Rodeo Drive. Elvis Presley and Ronald Reagan were customers, as are many musicians, including Eric Clapton and Bonnie Raitt. Rockmount shirts were worn by the stars of the movie Brokeback Mountain. Today, Weil has even found a fan among at least one discriminating Frenchman.
I actually bought three shirts and a bolo tie.
Michel Vallée, a petite man with wild gray hair, is adding to his collection of about two dozen Rockmount shirts.
This one is pure yellow, which is my color. It's quality. I mean, nobody makes shirts like Rockmount anymore. That's why true cowboys come here. I'm not a true cowboy, but that's why they come here.
Three generations of Wiles now work at Rockmount. Grandson Steve Weil joined the business in 1981. He credits his grandfather's longevity to his love for his work and some simple rules.
He lives moderately. He doesn't overeat. He doesn't let things get to him. He's not a stressed kind of person.
Jack says he also gets some help loosening up from another fellow named Jack, Jack Daniels.
My doctor tells me to take a drink once or twice a week to keep my blood thin. What the hell? I'm 106 and I'm still here. Yeah.
And getting up for work, Jack Weil has no plans to ride off into the sunset anytime soon. He says he doesn't know what the heck he'd do if he retired. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlace in Denver.